Hi, Frank.
Hello. Yeah.
My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and we're not asking for any type of donations. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Why is that?
We're conducting a survey for Fresno County in the upcoming elections for a supervisor. Your opinion is very important. But are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. Now, on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the primary elections? Are you all? Excuse me?
I'll probably vote, yeah.
Probably vote, okay. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances that you will vote for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Yeah, I'll vote for that.
And thank you again for your patience. What year were you born? Just the year.
43.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, me and my wife.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think it's going wrong in the past. They should have stopped PG&E from charging so much.
Now, thank you for letting me know that. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for the Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one: public safety and crime, parental rights in education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, homelessness, housing affordability, jobs and wages, inflation and the cost of living.
Probably crime. Too much crime here.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please let me know. Here's the first one. Joe Biden. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Kind of unfavorable.
What about Gary Redfield?
Don't know him.
Okay. And what about Gavin Newsom?
He's okay.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Steve Brendow?
I don't know him.
Paul Dictos?
I don't know.
Donald Trump?
No way.
Okay. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brendow, a county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Brodis, Gary Redfield, what about Gary Redfield, businessman and city council member, and Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder? For whom would you vote for?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem at all. Well, if the elections were...
I'd like to stop now. I don't want to continue.
Okay. Well, we are at 95%, and I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. I'll read a lot faster for you so we can finish quicker, okay? Our other question is, well, if the elections...